Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 30th day of Menachem Av, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Il Elul, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Bava Kama, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Gimel. Hamakeh Sovev Yesimoi, a person who strikes his father or his mother. Now normally, if there's any blood drawn or if there's any bruise made, the person is Chayv Misa, God forbid. But V'loy Asavam Chabura. What happens in a case where he did not make an injury? There was no injury. He struck his parents, but there's no injury. And in which case, there's no chiyuv misa. V'hachoyvel b'chaver b'yom kippurim. Or if a person injured his friend on Yom Kippur, he drew blood or made a bruise. Again, on Shabbos, that would have been chiyuv misa. But on Yom Kippur, there's no chiyuv misa by Beis Din. There's Beis Din can't do anything to him, but he gets koras chas v'shalom. That can attract a penalty of death by heaven. And even if they warned him for malchus, and they warned him, and he purposely went and hit the other person on Yom Kippur, which means he'll get malchus, he'll get lashes. And normally the halacha is that a person who commits an avera, for which there's a penalty of both malchus and compensation and payment, normally the halacha is loikev einim ashalim. The person doesn't get both punishments. He gets lashes, but he will not have to pay anything. But here, in this second case that our Mishnah brings, choyvel on Yom Kippur, his friend, if he injures his friend Yom Kippur, even though there are two punishments involved, there's malchus, if he did it willfully, and there's compensation, the halacha is that this is an exception to the rule. He will be loike and mashalim. He'll do both. How come? That's what the Torah wanted. There's a special pasuk. The Torah includes, increased the punishments that a person who does this on Kippur gets both, malchus and tashlumin. And for this reason, chayev b'chulon, says the Mishnah, in both of these cases, the person will be chayev all five things. In the case of his parents, five things: nezek, tsar, ripu, shevus, uboishus, that we mentioned before in the previous Mishnahs, the damage caused, the loss in value, the pain, the medical bills, the unemployment that he can't do for the next until he recovers, and the shame and embarrassment. Hakoivel be'eved ivri, a person who strikes his Hebrew, his Jewish eved, chayev b'kulon. He's chayiv, not his doing eved, but someone's eved ivri. Chayiv b'chulon, he's chayiv in all the damages. Chutz min hashavas, except for the unemployment, bizman shu shaloi, if the eved is his. If he owns the eved ivri, he strikes his own Hebrew servant, he'll have to pay for all damages except for the loss of employment. Because any employment, all the earnings, is really for himself. So he's really hurting himself with that. But he'll have to pay for the other four branches of damages, for the loss of value, pain, medical bills, and embarrassment, that he'll have to pay. Those four, but not for Shavas, if the Eved Ivri is his own Eved Ivri. HaChoyvel be'Eved Knani Shal Acherim. A person who injures an Eved Knani, a non-Jewish Eved, belonging to someone else. Chayiv b'chulon. He's chayiv to pay all five things. Nezek, tsar, ripu, shevus, aboshes, all five forms of damages. And he gives them to the master of the Eved Kanani. The Eved Kanani can't own anything of his own. So anything that he gets, including compensation for damages to his own body, it all goes to his master. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein lavod en boshes. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He says everything, there'll be payment for four of the branches of damages, but not for embarrassment. And why not for boshes, for the compensation for the embarrassment? Because the parasha in the Torah from which we learn the obligation to pay for embarrassment talks about ki inotzu anoshim yachtov ish ve'ochiv. When men are fighting one with each other, man and his brother. And then it talks about the wife of one of them does a humiliating act against the other one, and then there's boishas, embarrassment to pay. So the Gemara learns that this is only a case where they're brothers, they're possible to be brothers. An Eved Kanani can't have brothers. He can't have a brother. With a Jewish person, because he's not Jewish. He's not a person who's a member of the Kohel, and therefore, since the apostle excludes a case of Eved Kanani, for that reason, there's no payment for Boshes for that. This is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is that in fact there will be payment for Boshes as well. And so if a person strikes someone's Eved Knani, he'll be liable to pay for all five branches of damages. Nezek Tzar, Ripo, Shevus, or Boshes. Mishnah Dalet. Cheresh Shoit of a Cotton, Pigi Oson Ra'o. Meeting a Cheresh Shoit of a Cotton, meeting them is bad news. Pigi Oson Ra'o. It's not good for the person who meets up with them, and there's damages on either side, whoever damages who, as the Mishnah is going to explain. Hachovel Bohen, someone who injures them, a deaf mute or a shoita or a minor, chayev, will be chayev to pay all five branches of damages. Behem shechovlu ba'acherim, or if not all five, whatever's relevant. Behem shechovlu ba'acherim peturim. But if they, a cheresh out of a cotton, any one of them injured other people, p'turim, they'll be exempt from payment because they're not of sound mind. Or in the case of the cotton, they're not mature. And therefore, they cannot be held liable for damages that they cause. Ha'eved v'ha'isha, however, when it comes to an eved kanani, who cannot own anything of his own, anything he owns, the master owns it, v'ha'isha, or a wife, who again doesn't own things in her own right, it belongs to the husband, pigi oson ra'a, meeting them is not very good, because achovel bahen chayev, one who injures them will be obligated to pay, the payment might go to the master or to the husband, v'heim shechovlu b'acherim b'turin, but if they injure others, then they're exempt, because they do not have any of their own money. Mashakona Eved Kona Rabbi, as we said, what an Eved Knani owns, his master owns, and the properties of a wife are considered owned by the husband. But there is a distinction between this case, the Eved and the Isha, and the previous case, in the Reisha Chershul Kotten, as the Mishnah continues. Avol Meshalmin La'acharzman, but they will have to pay after time. In the event, as the Mishnah continues, Nisgar Sohesha, if the woman gets divorced. Once she gets divorced, then that debt that was on her head because she had injured someone and couldn't pay it then because she didn't have anything, she will have to pay it when she earns money after she's divorced. Or Nishtachrer Ha'eved, once Eved Kanani is freed and able to then own things in his own right, he too, Chayovin Lashalem, they will both be obligated to pay for the injury that they did, each one, one of them before the divorce and the other one before they've been freed. Unlike the case in the Reisha, Cheresh Rukotten, where there was never an obligation to pay in the first place because of their not sound mind or not being mature, so they'll always be Ig Potter from paying.